Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about the meaning of Yeshurun. What's so special about being called Yeshurun, as we say every day in davening? So what's this great simcha of being called Yeshurun? And in the previous year, we saw one mahalach that Yaakov uses even the crooked to bring to straightness, to bring to yashrus, to bring to yashar, and being tested with the opposite midah, beir hamidos. That was what we spoke about the last time, and now we're going to continue again, based on the Torah of Morena Rabbeinu Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. There's a yisod that there are those who relate this yisod to the Maril Diskin, and others related to a different gadol, that when Avram Avinu was commanded to be Mala Yitzchok Ba'akeda, he didn't ask any shailas, he didn't ask any stiras. He didn't say, Hashem, what's going on over here? You told me you'd be a great nation, and now you're telling me to kill him. He didn't ask. Only afterwards, when he was told, Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, then he asked, Afarish Lecha Sichasi. Hey, yesterday you told me, Kach V'kach, Kiv Yitzchok Ikar Lecha Zara, that Yitzchak's going to be your seed. And today you're telling me, Kach es bincha. Today you're telling me, take your son to kill him. So which one is it? Is he going to be my seed or not going to be? So there are those who said that the reason that Avram Avinu didn't ask was because the question was Lamaisa, and it looks like he's arguing with the commandment of Hashem. But when he was told, Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, now he's told not to touch him. So now the question is no longer Lamaisa. Now he's allowed to ask to understand Dark Yashgacha. And there were Gedolim that didn't like this Mahalach and this approach. And they said, as does haste, Ongeton Avram mit unsere Kapotis. It's like dressing Avram with our kapotas, with our coats, with our jackets. Avram Avinu didn't have a havamina to argue with Hashem. It's like the explanation was that he didn't want to argue with Hashem's sivu. And then afterwards, when it's not an argument anymore, because anyway he's not going to have to shecht him, there's not no gale maisa, now he's allowed to ask. Avram Avinu didn't have a havamina like that. So the Maril Dissin explained, maisa, I heard it from the name of Reb Chaim, but whoever said it, it doesn't matter. Matters is the tochen, a lot more, the content, that the only basis upon which one is allowed to ask a question is when the question itself is a guf and a cheftz of Torah. But if there would be a hechetimsi, that a kasha would be outside the world of Torah, it would be usher to ask kashas. When Avraham Avinu was commanded ha'aleihu, to bring him up as an ola, he had a big question from a different sivui. So what rishus does he have to ask on Hashem, to ask on the Ratzon Hashem? When he's told that Tishlach Yotcha, now it's a kash in the world of Torah. Why is it a Torahic question? Because we have a rule. Yud Gimel Midos. You have two contradictory psukim. The third pasuk comes along and resolves it. So you had one pasuk that says, "Ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara," and then you had another pasuk that says, "To take him and sacrifice him." Kach es bincha. Shnei k'suvim ha'makhishim zeh. Achiyavu akasav ashlishi comes the third pasuk, Al tishlach yotcha lanar. So now this is miyashiv. No, Taka, you shouldn't sacrifice him. Okay, but Avraham Avinu wanted to understand how that's working. This is a Torahdika question. He asked a stira. He found the pasuk that was miyashiv, and he asked a stira. In other words, originally, the way I heard it was that it looked like a question without an answer. If it's a question without an answer, it's not in the world of Torah. So you're not allowed to ask such a question. But now Avraham Avinu knew there was an answer. It was in the realm of Torah. Now he's allowed to ask questions. Question has to be a Torah-dika question. Stakel baraisu bra alma. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah and he created the world. What's found in the Torah, you find the parallel in the world. Just like in the Torah, you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zed Zeh, and the third pasuk is Machriya Beinayim. So too in the world of Nefashos, of the Avos of Knesset Yisrael, you also have this Shnei Ksuvim HaMachishim Zed Zeh, V'Kosev HaShlishi Machriya Beinayim. Avram Avinu is the Midah of Ava. Yitzchak Avinu is the Midah of Yira. These are two midos that are makrishos zo as zo. You don't find Ava b'makom Yira, you don't find Yira b'makom Ava, only b'midos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vad, so it says in the Sifri and Dvarim Vav Hei. So in Avodas Hashem, there could be such a yachas. That's a special ruchni concept that Av and Yira will be shluvim zeh b'zeh, will be integrated. But generally, Av and Yira don't go together. And the midah of Yaakov is to bring the two together. That's the midah of Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who gave us this chus. Normally, it would only be Hashem's midah, Av b'makom Yira, Yira b'makom Av, midah sakarush baruch hu kiviyachol. And who is the one that made this possible? Who is the one that made it possible to bring Av and Yira together, to integrate the two? Yaakov. Yaakov is the one who brought it together. That's the midah of Tiferes that brings Av and Yira together. That's the glory. He's the Kosev HaShlishi that's Machriya Beinayim. He's able to bring, it's not a Stira Av and Yira, it is. Only B'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's not, and the one who made, meaning in serving Hashem, we can have both Av and Yira. And who made that possible? Yaakov. Ish Tam. It's midas Av and Yira. Or like it says in the Kadmone Kadmonim, Ha'isi b'yom ha'chalani chor v'kerach balayla, during the day, heat. At night, the cold. Because heat, chorev, makes things expand. And when you have cold, cold causes things to contract. I guess like you put water, all right? You put water on fire. So now the water is going all over the place. You put it in the freezer, it's contracting, it's congealing. So Yaakov Avinu had both kochos, hispashtus and hiskavtus, expansion and contraction. Ava, the meat of Ava is expanded. You want to expand yourself to the other person. Yira is contract yourself. Yaakov was given over to Ava and Yira, cold and heat. That's Yaakov's midah. That's what it says by Lavan when he worked for Lavan, cold and heat. So now we understand when the third pasuk revealed itself in the Torah, Al Tishlach Yotcha, the Oso Mamad Nisgala Gama Besura Leidus Yaakov. That's why Dafka, when you have this third pasuk about Tishlach Yotcha, now Hashem says to Avram, Yaakov's going to be born. Kivarecha barechacha, Rashi says, achas lov, achas leben, meaning one for Yitzchak, one for Yaakov. That's the Kosev HaShlishi. In other words, Yaakov's going to come, and he's going to be Machriya. Not only Hashem explained to Avram Avinu how it worked, I told you to put him on the Mizbeach, but I didn't tell you to actually shecht him. I said, Haleu Leola. So that's how Hashem is Miyashev between these two psukim. And there's another Yishuv, there's another Kosev HaShlishi that's Mechriya Beinayim that says that that's Yaakov being born. Because Yaakov is the Kosev HaMechriya, he's the Pasuk that brings, that creates a confluence, a harmony between the Midas of Avram and Yitzchak. So now we go back to the Ramban, that Yaakov Avinu made the Akov LeMishor, what was crooked he made straight. In other words, he took the Afochim, He took the contradictions of the two avos, and he made a line between these two extremes, between the ava and yira. And here is one of the deep roots that remains for us a Yerusha Lidoros. If we were to ask, what did we receive as a Yerusha from the Mice of the Akedah? We would say, Mesiris Nefesh. We got Mesiris Nefesh from the Mice of the Akedah. It's definitely true. There's another answer that maybe is even more fundamental than the first answer, and that is that from Avram and the Mice Akedah, we inherited the Koach to continue B'darchei Avodaseinu in the path of our service despite all the contradictions. And even without being the Yashiv Stiras, we can continue on and it doesn't bother us, like Avram Avinu lived. Avram Avinu had a stira and he continued living like all the people who went through the Holocaust. They had a stira, they didn't understand how things are working with a compassionate God, how can this happen? And they continued serving Hashem, many of them better than they were before the war. And that we got from Avram Avinu. He lived with the contradictions and he continued believing, continued serving. We can hear in this Mahalach the ringing of the pasuk that it says by that Shmuel HaMelech said to Shaul, Hine Shmo Mizevach Tov. That it's better to listen than a carbon. The Maisa HaLoh of the Akedah was a Zevach Tov. The Shmoa, the listening, was the ability to accept the words of Hashem despite all the kashas, all the stiras. It's very nice to put Yitzchak on the Mizbeach, but to do so despite the stira, that's even better. Shmoa is better than Zevach Tov. It's better than a Zevach. So this Inyan of the Akedah really penetrates the depths of our Mesiris Nefesh to serve Hashem even when things don't make sense to us. So now we understand the Pasuk in the bracha that Avraham Avinu was zocha after the Ma'is HaKedah, Yan, Asher Asisa Sadavar Azeh, Lachasachta, etc. Ekev Asher Shamata Bekoli. Because you did this thing and you didn't hold back your son from me, because you listened to my voice. So why does it say Ekev? Because it already said Yan, because you did this. So what's the extra Ekev? Because, we already said because. Because you listened to me. Because you did what I told you to do. So, Heim Heim Advarim. The Pasuk here is relating to two separate Bechinas of the Nisayon HaKedah. One is connected to the Maisa HaAllah, Yana Asher Asisa V'lo Chasachta. On one hand, you did what I told you to do, you didn't hold back your son. And number two is connected to the Anhaga of being Mekabel the Tzivui without asking questions. Eikav Asher Shamata B'Koli. Ekev is a remez to Yaakov, who is alluded to the first time here. Kivarecha varechacha, Rashi says, Achas lav, achas leben. Ekev, Yaakov. Not asking questions on the stira. Yaakov was the one who came to resolve the stira. Yaakov is the one who brought the Av and the Yira together. So Avraham Avinu had this meat of Ekev, of Yaakov. Of not asking questions on the stira, knowing that it really is harmonious, the two commands of Hashem really are harmonious, and when you're going to have a great nation and the other end you put them on the Mizbech, even though I don't understand it, but they still work together. So now we have two Bechinas of Yaakov Avinu. In the first year, we spoke about the Yashrus. He was Mevar the Yashrus through being Osek and Ramos. That's the Yeshurun. That's how you test Yaakov to see is your Mida real Mida. That you sometimes you don't use the Mida, you use the opposite Mida, whatever is necessary in that situation. And number two, the yashrus is to be miyashir hadurim v'yishav astirus. You want to straighten everything out. Things look a little crooked, it doesn't look like it makes sense, and you straighten everything out, you show how it does make sense. Bringing Av and Yer together. It's the Midah of Yaakov. That's the Yeshurim. The Yashur is to be Miyashur, the Yidurim, to make everything straight, even when it looks crooked. So, we should be Zochem Mir Tashem to feel the Simcha of Yeshurim. Awesome. So, we should be Zochem Mir Tashem, Lil Mod Ulam, Lishma Velasas, and to come back to this beautiful section of Tefillah, you know, when we daven, there's so much depth and profundity and meaning and teachings and so much in our siddur. It's chaval, we don't give it more attention besides the actual davening to learn what we're saying. So hopefully we did some today. We have many other shiurim, and hopefully we'll be zoch to continue. All of us. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.